And I have one little fertilizer bag shirts made of it. And up at the last winning uniform, my wife made every shirt I wore except that many.
So many women now wouldn't even know how to make one.
I wish you could see some of my wife's sewing.
I'd like to.
Certainly, sure.
She sew her clothes too?
Huh?
Does she sew her clothes
too? If she's ever bought but one dress since her and herself been married, I don't know it.
Boy.
She makes them all. She used to make all of my dress shirts, all of my work shirts, all of my shorts. And I don't know whether you remember it or not, but a long time ago, men used to wear what they call BVDs. She's even made those.
Talented woman.
And at one time, I weighed over 300 pounds. I weighed 304 pounds. And I couldn't buy a shirt fitting, and she got to making them. And she could cut that shirt the way it would fit my body. And she's the only somebody that could I ever saw can do it.
Great.
Most of them, they'd either be too thick, too big up here, mm-hmm. or either be too tight across the stomach. I never was. She never did try making no pants, nothing but kids and they would grow. Now let's see, I've been married to her 42 years. She's really been a sweetheart, a wife, and a mother.
Great.
And they were grown, and was late getting off from home when she got her first job.
She had plenty of jobs taking care of all of them and you too.
That's right.
Okay, well, let's get back to the cooking.
Okay.
Do you have a name for a pastry that's about that round and it has a hole in the middle that's made out of baking powder? As well as flour and things like that.
You talking about a donut?
Huh? Okay. Do you call it anything different if it's made out of yeast instead of baking powder?
Made out of what?
Yeast.
I could still call it a donut.
Still right? Call it a donut. Okay. And what do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
I call it side meat. Salt side meat is what I call it.
Okay. And what about pressed meatloaf made from the hog's head?
Well, we call that souse in this part of the country. Some people call it hog head cheese.
Oh, okay. And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The what?
The hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
I call it a seed.
Okay. What about a peach? Do you call it
peach
same?
Peach seed, same thing.
Okay. Do you have a name for a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Press peach.
Press peach.
Or a cream stone, either one.
Okay. What about one that doesn't stick?
We call that a free stone.
Oh. Can you tell me some beans that don't have to be shelled?
That doesn't have to be shelled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about it unless you buy them at ready shell.
Well, I mean, beans like green beans or?
Oh, you snap those.
Oh.
Just break off a little end, get that little string off of them, pop them into them.
Okay, do you ever call them anything special?
Nothing on a snap bean.
Snap beans. Okay. What about some beans that do have to be shelled?
We call them butter beans. Some people call them lima beans, but we always call them butter beans.
Okay. And what do you call the tops of turnips or
we call it turnip salad.
Turnip salad.